Have you ever felt like someone was pulling the strings in your life without your consent? In today's ever-connected world, manipulation can come from anywhere. Advertisements, social interactions, and even from within ourselves. But what if you could armor yourself against such influences? The lessons today draw on ancient wisdom to fortify your mind and spirit against the subtleties of manipulation. Lesson 1. Understanding manipulation through Stoic eyes. What does manipulation look like to you, and how often do you think you encounter it in your daily life? The Stoics taught us that the first step to overcoming manipulation is recognizing it. Manipulation can be as blatant as a deceptive sales pitch or as subtle as an emotional guilt trip from a loved one. The Stoic philosophers, like Marcus Aurelius and Epictetus, emphasized the importance of understanding the intentions behind actions, both our own and those of others. How do your emotions respond to manipulation? Often we react impulsively, which the Stoics warned against. By maintaining a rational mind, we can see the situation for what it is, not as it's presented. Remember Epictetus's words, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." This realization empowers you to take control of your reactions and detach from manipulative influences. Are you aware of how your desires can make you vulnerable to manipulation? The Stoics believed that by understanding and reducing our desires, we become less susceptible to being manipulated. If we desire nothing that others control, we cannot be manipulated through those desires. What tools do you already possess that can help you resist manipulation? According to the Stoics, wisdom and self-awareness are crucial defenses. Knowing oneself and one's values allows one to recognize when they are being pushed in a direction that does not align with their principles. How can you differentiate between influence and manipulation in your relationships? Influence respects freedom and seeks mutual benefit, while manipulation aims to benefit the manipulator at the expense of the manipulated. The Stoics taught that true relationships are based on respect for each other's rationality and freedom. Can you identify the subtle forms of manipulation in media and advertising? Stoicism teaches us to question the intent behind the information presented to us. By critically assessing messages and their purposes, you develop the ability to separate useful information from manipulative content. How does reflecting on your interactions help shield against future manipulation? Just as Marcus Aurelius reflected daily on his actions and experiences, so too should we. This practice not only helps in understanding past manipulations, but also prepares us to face new ones with a fortified mind. How can solitude serve as a tool to strengthen your mental defenses? Spend time alone each day to reflect on your interactions. Use this solitude to think about when you felt pushed or led in a certain direction, and consider whether these influences were trying to manipulate you. In this quiet reflection, assess how well your responses aligned with your core principles, and how you might better handle similar situations in the future. This daily practice helps build the inner citadel that Marcus Aurelius spoke of, a fortress within us that no external force can breach. By understanding the nature of manipulation, reflecting on our desires, and fortifying our inner selves through solitude and reflection, we can defend ourselves against external influences that seek to sway us from our chosen path. Lesson 2. Cultivating clear perception to shield against manipulation. Have you considered how your perception of reality affects your vulnerability to manipulation? The Stoics teach us that clear perception is our first line of defense against being manipulated. It's vital to see things as they truly are, not just as they're presented to us. Manipulators often distort reality through exaggeration, omission, or emotional appeals to sway our judgment. Marcus Aurelius advised that we should not rush into believing what we hear until we've scrutinized the truth of the matter ourselves. By training ourselves to question and analyze the information we receive, we can avoid falling prey to manipulation. How well do you know your triggers and weaknesses? Self-awareness is a crucial tool in the Stoic arsenal against manipulation. Understanding our own biases, vulnerabilities, and emotional triggers helps us recognize when they are being exploited. The Stoics believe that by knowing ourselves deeply, we can prevent external forces from using our desires or fears against us. This introspection not only strengthens our mental resilience, but also promotes a more authentic life, free from external control. Remember, the better you know yourself, the less power anyone else has over you. Do you tend to take things at face value or look deeper? Objective thinking requires us to remove personal bias and emotional influence from our decision-making process. This stoic practice involves examining facts as they are, devoid of the layers of interpretation often added by our minds or by others. It's about being mindful of the difference between an event and our interpretation of that event. Epictetus taught that it's not events themselves that disturb us, but our views on them. By maintaining a stance of objective reasoning, we can shield ourselves from being manipulated through emotional or misleading arguments. How often do you let emotions guide your decisions? Developing rational judgment is essential for stoic thinking and resisting manipulation. This means making decisions based on reason rather than impulse or feelings. The Stoics practiced exercises to strengthen their rational faculties by constantly questioning the why behind their actions and beliefs. This process not only aids in making more informed decisions, but also in defending against those who would manipulate our emotional responses. Rational judgment acts as a filter, separating truthful intentions from deceitful manipulations. Are you a critical thinker, or do you accept information as it is presented to you? Enhancing your critical thinking skills is another effective way to build resistance against manipulation. This involves not just accepting information at face value, but actively questioning and analyzing it to understand its validity and motive. The Stoics encourage us to challenge assumptions, seek evidence, and consider alternative viewpoints before forming conclusions. This method not only broadens our understanding, but also prevents manipulators from easily swaying our opinions with flawed or biased information. Do you believe that learning is a lifelong process? Engaging in continuous learning and exposing ourselves to various perspectives and disciplines strengthens our mental defenses against manipulation. The Stoics understood the value of knowledge and its role in fostering independence of thought. By continually educating ourselves, we reduce our reliance on external sources for information, which often comes with hidden biases or agendas. This habit of self-education empowers us to stand firm against manipulation attempts, grounded in our own well-rounded understanding of the world. How often do you reflect on how you perceive events throughout your day? A practical exercise to develop clearer perception is to reflect daily on events and how they were presented versus how they actually occurred. This exercise can involve journaling or mental reflection, where you compare your initial reactions to more considered responses developed after deeper analysis. Such reflections can reveal how often manipulation attempts occur and how effectively you're maintaining stoic objectivity. This practice not only sharpens your perception, but also reinforces your mental resilience against manipulation. By enhancing self-awareness, practicing objective thinking, developing rational judgment, and engaging in continuous learning, we build a robust defense against manipulative influences. As you continue with these practices, you'll find yourself becoming more autonomous in your thinking and less influenced by the manipulative tactics of others. Lesson 3. Building emotional resilience to shield against manipulation. How often do you find yourself reacting emotionally before you have the chance to think things through? Emotional resilience is key to shielding against manipulation, as it allows us to maintain our composure and think clearly under pressure. The Stoics believed that mastering our emotions is crucial for maintaining autonomy and not being swayed by external influences. Manipulators often exploit emotional vulnerabilities to push their agendas. By developing emotional resilience, we can observe our feelings without letting them dictate our actions. This Stoic approach helps us respond to manipulation attempts with a clear and rational mindset, rather than out of fear, anger, or desperation. Do you know where your emotions come from? Understanding the nature of our emotions is the first step toward building resilience. The Stoics teach that emotions are products of our judgments about the world, thus changing our judgments can change our emotional responses. By recognizing that our emotions are within our control, we gain the power to counteract manipulative tactics designed to elicit a specific emotional reaction. It's crucial to analyze why certain interactions trigger strong emotions and to reassess our underlying beliefs or expectations about these situations. Through this understanding, we can start to detach from harmful emotional patterns that make us susceptible to manipulation. Have you practiced detachment as a way to manage your emotions? Stoic detachment involves separating oneself from one's emotions to view them objectively. This doesn't mean suppressing or ignoring emotions, but rather observing them without attachment. When we detach from our emotions, we prevent manipulators from using them as levers. This practice allows us to acknowledge our feelings without allowing them to cloud our judgment. Over time, this leads to a stronger, more resilient mental state that is less prone to manipulation. How mindful are you of your emotional state during interactions with others? Practicing mindfulness is a practical way to develop emotional resilience. Mindfulness involves staying present and fully engaging with the current moment without judgment. This habit helps us recognize when we're being manipulated because we're more aware of the subtle cues in our environment and our reactions to them. By being mindful, we can notice the rise of emotions and choose to respond in a way that aligns with our values and rational thinking, rather than impulsively reacting to manipulative triggers. How do you reframe challenges to manage your emotional responses? Reframing our perspective on difficult situations is another Stoic tool to enhance emotional resilience. Instead of viewing manipulative attempts as personal attacks, we can see them as opportunities to practice our Stoic principles. This shift in perspective reduces the emotional charge of the situation and allows us to remain calm and collected. Reframing is not about denying the difficulty, but about changing our interpretation to maintain our peace of mind and decision-making clarity. Do you confidently express your thoughts and feelings? Developing assertiveness is crucial for defending against manipulation. Assertiveness allows us to set clear boundaries and communicate our needs and opinions without aggression or passivity. It's about respecting ourselves and others while standing firm in our convictions. By being assertive, we reduce our risk of being pushed into decisions or actions that do not serve our best interests. This confidence in our communication dissuades manipulators, who often prey on those they perceive as weak or uncertain. How often do you practice regulating your emotions? A practical exercise to enhance emotional resilience is to implement emotional regulation techniques daily. Techniques like deep breathing, counting to 10 before responding, and questioning the validity of our emotional responses can be powerful tools. These practices help stabilize our emotions and provide the mental clarity needed to see through manipulation. By regularly engaging in these exercises, we strengthen our emotional control and develop a habit of responding to life's challenges with stoicism and rationality. By understanding and managing our emotions through stoic detachment, mindfulness, reframing perspectives, and developing assertiveness, we empower ourselves to resist manipulative influences effectively. As you continue to apply these strategies, your ability to remain composed and rational in the face of manipulation will grow stronger. Lesson 4: Rational decision-making as a shield against manipulation. How often do you make decisions based on gut feelings or under pressure from others? Rational decision-making is a fundamental aspect of Stoic philosophy that serves as a robust shield against manipulation. This method involves using reason and logic to guide our choices, rather than emotions or external pressures. The Stoics emphasized the importance of living according to reason, which they believed was the very essence of human nature. By cultivating a habit of rational decision-making, we ensure that our actions are aligned with our true values and not swayed by manipulative tactics. It empowers us to take control of our lives and make choices that truly benefit us. Do you clearly understand the reasons behind your decisions? Clarity in decision-making is crucial when defending against manipulation. Often, manipulators thrive on creating confusion and ambiguity. They present options in ways that may disguise their true intentions. The Stoics teach us to seek clarity in all our dealings. By taking the time to clearly understand the options available and the consequences of each, we can make decisions that are not only rational but also transparent to ourselves and others. How aware are you of your own biases and assumptions? Everyone has biases that can cloud judgment and lead to irrational decisions. Recognizing and challenging these biases is essential for rational decision-making. The Stoics were advocates of self-examination and encouraged followers to question their own preconceptions. This self-awareness prevents us from falling into traps set by manipulators who often exploit common biases. By critically assessing our own reasoning, we can make more balanced and objective decisions. Do you base your decisions on solid evidence and logical reasoning? The Stoic approach to decision-making places a strong emphasis on logic and empirical evidence. This means not just following the crowd or acting on unfounded beliefs, but seeking facts and supporting data. When faced with manipulation, it is especially important to rely on objective evidence rather than subjective opinions. This approach not only leads to better decisions, but also makes it harder for others to influence us through emotional or deceitful means. How patient are you in the decision-making process? Rushed decisions are often poor ones and can leave us vulnerable to manipulation. The Stoics valued the virtues of patience and deliberation. They believed that taking time to ponder decisions allows wisdom to prevail over impulse. By practicing deliberation, we give ourselves the space to consider all aspects of a decision, including potential manipulative influences. This often results in choices that are more aligned with our long-term goals and personal welfare. Do you seek advice from trusted sources when making important decisions? Consulting with knowledgeable and trustworthy individuals can enhance our decision-making process. The Stoics understood the value of counsel in achieving objectivity. Advisors can provide different perspectives and help identify potential pitfalls, including manipulative schemes we might overlook. However, it's important to choose advisors who share our commitment to rationality and integrity, ensuring their guidance is genuinely helpful and not another source of manipulation. How independent are your decisions? True rational decision-making requires a level of independence. Stoicism teaches the importance of self-sufficiency, encouraging us to make decisions based on our own reasoned conclusions rather than relying on others' opinions. This independence is critical in shielding ourselves from manipulation, as it reduces the influence external parties have over our decisions. When we trust our own reasoned judgment, we are less likely to be swayed by others' manipulative tactics. How often do you engage in scenario analysis to test your decisions? A practical exercise to enhance rational decision-making is to perform scenario analysis. Before making a decision, consider several potential outcomes and evaluate the reasoning behind each. This exercise helps you anticipate the effects of your decisions and prepares you to handle different consequences. It also strengthens your ability to identify manipulation by forcing you to consider whether the reasoning for each scenario is sound and free of external influence. Regular practice of this technique will sharpen your decision-making skills and fortify your defenses against manipulation. By prioritizing clarity, recognizing biases, relying on logic, practicing patience, seeking wise counsel, maintaining independence, and engaging in scenario analysis, we can make decisions that are both informed and reflective of our true values. As we continue to apply these Stoic principles, our ability to make sound decisions in the face of manipulation will only strengthen. Lesson 5. Ethical consistency as a shield against manipulation. How do your values align with your actions, especially under pressure? Ethical consistency is a fundamental Stoic principle that protects us against manipulation by ensuring our actions always reflect our true values and principles. When we act consistently with our ethics, manipulators find it difficult to sway us with offers that tempt us to compromise our standards. The Stoics teach that a virtuous life is led by adhering firmly to one's moral compass, regardless of external circumstances or pressures. This steadfastness not only fortifies our character, but also signals to others that we are not easily swayed by deceit or superficial gains. Maintaining ethical consistency requires constant vigilance and self-reflection to ensure our choices are always aligned with our deepest beliefs. Do you consider your virtues when making decisions? Virtues are the cornerstone of Stoic ethics and play a critical role in shielding us from manipulation. By prioritizing virtues such as wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance in our decision-making process, we create a consistent framework that guides our actions. This consistency in virtue not only helps us navigate complex situations, but also reduces our susceptibility to being manipulated, as our decisions are based on solid ethical foundations rather than fleeting or emotional influences. When faced with a manipulative situation, ask yourself which virtue is at stake and make your decision from a place of moral strength. This approach ensures that our actions are not just reactions to external pressures, but are thoughtful expressions of our true selves. How well do you understand your own core values? To achieve ethical consistency, it is essential to have a clear understanding of your own core values. These values should be the benchmark against which all decisions are measured. When we are clear about what we stand for, it becomes much more difficult for others to lead us astray with manipulative tactics. Regular self-assessment helps to reinforce these values and ensures that our actions continue to align with them. It's important to cultivate a habit of reflecting on daily decisions and considering whether they uphold the values we cherish. This practice not only strengthens our ethical consistency, but also builds a natural resistance to manipulation. Have you ever bent your rules under pressure or for gain? Ethical flexibility might seem like a pragmatic approach in the short term, but it opens the door to manipulation. When we allow our moral standards to be flexible, we signal to manipulators that we can be swayed under the right conditions. The Stoics warned against this, advocating for a rigid adherence to one's ethical principles, no matter the external rewards or pressures. This might be challenging, especially when faced with complex moral dilemmas or attractive incentives. However, maintaining strict ethical standards protects us from making decisions that we might later regret, and from falling prey to manipulation that exploits our moral weaknesses. How transparent are you in your interactions with others? Transparency is a powerful tool for maintaining ethical consistency. By being open about our intentions and honest in our dealings, we leave little room for manipulators to twist our words or actions to their advantage. Transparency also builds trust with others, who then are less likely to attempt manipulation, knowing that their actions and motives are visible and scrutinized. Encouraging a culture of openness and honesty in all interactions can reinforce our commitment to our values and help safeguard against deceptive practices. Do you surround yourself with people who share your ethical standards? Cultivating a supportive environment is essential for maintaining ethical consistency. Being around like-minded individuals who also value honesty and integrity can reinforce our own ethical behaviors and provide a collective defense against manipulation. These individuals can offer guidance when we face ethical dilemmas and hold us accountable to our standards. Furthermore, a community committed to similar values provides a buffer against external pressures to conform to unethical practices, making it easier to remain true to our principles. How often do you actively reaffirm your commitment to your values? A practical exercise to enhance ethical consistency is to regularly reaffirm your core values. This can be done through writing exercises where you define and describe situations where your values were tested and how you responded. Reflecting on these instances can help clarify what your values truly are and how they can be better applied in future situations. This regular practice not only deepens your understanding of your own ethical framework, but also prepares you to face manipulative tactics with a well-defined sense of self. By grounding our decisions in a solid framework of virtues, aligning closely with our core values, and practicing transparency, we fortify ourselves against the influences of manipulators. As you continue to cultivate these practices, your ethical consistency will not only protect you, but also inspire those around you to embrace a life of integrity. Lesson 6. Enhancing emotional intelligence to shield against manipulation. How does your understanding of emotions affect your interactions with others? Emotional intelligence is a crucial skill in identifying and resisting manipulative tactics. It involves not only managing our own emotions, but also understanding and responding to the emotions of others effectively. By enhancing our emotional intelligence, we can detect subtle emotional manipulations, such as guilt-tripping, fear-mongering, or flattery, often used by manipulators to influence our decisions. The Stoics emphasize the importance of self-control and awareness, which are key components of emotional intelligence. By developing a higher level of emotional intelligence, we equip ourselves with the tools to maintain personal boundaries and make decisions based on rational analysis rather than emotional reactions. How well do you understand and manage your own emotions? Self-awareness is the cornerstone of emotional intelligence. It allows us to recognize our emotional triggers and understand how these emotions influence our thoughts and actions. Once we are aware of our emotions, we can better regulate them, ensuring they do not cloud our judgment or lead us into manipulative traps. Stoicism teaches the practice of reflection, which helps in cultivating deep self-awareness and aids in managing our responses. By regularly assessing our emotional state, we can remain calm and composed, even in potentially manipulative situations. How does empathy strengthen your ability to resist manipulation? Empathy, an essential aspect of emotional intelligence, involves understanding and sharing the feelings of others. By developing empathy, we can better understand the motives and emotions behind others' actions, which can be crucial in detecting manipulation. Empathy also allows us to connect with others on a genuine level, which discourages manipulators who rely on superficial emotional connections to influence. Moreover, when we respond empathetically, we can diffuse potential manipulations by addressing the underlying emotions of others, making it harder for them to exploit emotional vulnerabilities. How do your social skills help you identify and resist manipulation? Effective social skills are a component of emotional intelligence that involves clear communication, active listening, and the ability to persuade others. These skills enable us to navigate social interactions wisely, spotting manipulation tactics and responding appropriately. Social skills also help us build healthy, respectful relationships where manipulation is less likely to occur. By improving our social skills, we can assert our views and boundaries more effectively, reducing the risk of being manipulated. How can emotional intelligence help you build more authentic connections? Authentic connections are built on trust and mutual respect, elements that are anathema to manipulators. Emotional intelligence fosters an environment where honest communication and genuine empathy flourish. When we engage with others from a place of emotional intelligence, we encourage openness and sincerity, making it difficult for manipulative behaviors to take root. These authentic connections support a network of interactions based on true understanding and mutual benefit, which serve as a strong defense against manipulative influences. How do you apply emotional intelligence in challenging interactions? Difficult conversations are often ripe for manipulation, as heightened emotions can lead to rash decisions. Using emotional intelligence, we can navigate these conversations with tact and composure. By remaining emotionally aware and empathetic, we can keep the dialogue constructive and prevent others from using emotional manipulation to derail the conversation. This approach not only helps in maintaining our ethical stance, but also in preserving relationships that might otherwise be damaged by manipulation. How often do you reflect on your emotional experiences? A practical exercise to enhance your emotional intelligence is to keep an emotional reflection journal. In this journal, record your daily emotional experiences and reactions, noting what triggered these emotions and how you responded. Reflect on how your emotions influenced your decisions and interactions. This practice not only improves self-awareness and emotional regulation, but also helps identify patterns that may make you susceptible to manipulation. Over time, you will develop a deeper understanding of how to use your emotions intelligently rather than letting them undermine your decisions. By improving our self-awareness, empathy, social skills, and ability to maintain authentic connections, we strengthen our defenses against those who would manipulate our emotions. As we continue to practice and apply these EI skills, our capacity to detect and resist manipulation will improve, supporting not only our personal growth, but also the health of our relationships. Lesson 7. Strengthening personal boundaries to shield against manipulation. How often do you consider the strength of your personal boundaries when interacting with others? Establishing and maintaining strong personal boundaries is essential for shielding against manipulation. Boundaries help define where we end and others begin, in terms of our emotions, responsibilities, and behaviors. The Stoics emphasize the importance of knowing oneself and one's limits, which naturally leads to the development of strong personal boundaries. When these boundaries are clearly defined and communicated, it becomes much harder for others to manipulate or coerce us into actions that go against our will. By reinforcing our personal boundaries, we protect our autonomy and maintain control over our personal and professional lives. Do you know why clear boundaries are crucial in your life? Clear boundaries not only help you understand your own limits, but also communicate to others what is acceptable and what is not. They serve as guidelines for how you expect to be treated and how you will interact with others. When boundaries are ambiguous or non-existent, manipulators often take advantage of this uncertainty to impose their will. The Stoics teach that self-respect and respect for others are foundational to personal growth and effective social interactions. By establishing clear boundaries, you affirm your respect for yourself and set the stage for mutually respectful relationships. How well do you know yourself and your limits? Self-knowledge is key to setting effective personal boundaries. It requires an honest assessment of your values, desires, and priorities. Understanding what truly matters to you helps in delineating boundaries that protect these values. The Stoics believe that self-knowledge leads to freedom because it allows one to make choices based on informed personal convictions rather than external pressures. When you are clear about your limits, you can confidently say no to demands or pressures that encroach on your well-being or moral ground. How do you communicate your boundaries to others? Effective communication of your boundaries is as important as setting them. This involves expressing your limits clearly, calmly, and assertively. It is not enough to assume others understand your boundaries. You must articulate them. This clarity prevents misunderstandings and reduces the chances of manipulation, as it leaves little room for others to assume consent or compliance. Stoicism teaches us to be direct and honest in our interactions, which supports the maintenance of healthy and straightforward relationships. How does respecting others' boundaries help protect your own? Respecting others' boundaries encourages reciprocal respect for your own. In interactions where mutual respect governs the exchange, manipulation becomes less feasible. When we honor the limits set by others, we foster a relationship based on trust and mutual understanding, rather than control and dominance. This environment naturally repels manipulative behaviors and promotes healthy, cooperative interactions. In essence, by respecting others, we create a social circle that upholds similar values of respect and integrity. How do you handle situations when your boundaries are challenged? Dealing with boundary violations is a critical skill in maintaining them. It is important to address transgressions promptly and firmly. If someone disregards your boundaries, reassert them clearly and reinforce the consequences of continued violations. The Stoics advocate for staying calm and rational in the face of provocation, which is essential when addressing boundary violations. Maintaining composure and reasserting your limits effectively discourages further attempts at manipulation and affirms your commitment to your self-set rules. How regularly do you practice setting and maintaining boundaries? A practical exercise to strengthen your boundaries is to periodically review and adjust them as needed. Reflect on recent interactions where your boundaries were either respected or violated. Consider whether adjustments are necessary to better protect your interests or to accommodate changes in your life circumstances. Regularly updating and reaffirming your boundaries helps keep them relevant and strong, making it easier to communicate and enforce them effectively. By developing a deep understanding of our limits, clearly communicating them, and respectfully enforcing them, we create a strong defense against the pressures and demands of others. As we continue to affirm and respect our boundaries, our resilience against manipulation grows, enhancing our independence and self-respect. Lesson 8. Cultivating critical thinking to shield against manipulation. How often do you challenge the information presented to you? Cultivating critical thinking is essential for shielding oneself against manipulation. Critical thinkers question the status quo, analyze the underlying intentions of information providers, and make decisions based on a thorough evaluation of facts and logic. This approach aligns with Stoic principles of seeking truth and understanding the nature of things, which discourages blind acceptance of others' assertions. By developing your critical thinking skills, you enhance your ability to see through deceptive tactics and manipulative strategies. This intellectual independence is your first line of defense in a world rife with misinformation and persuasive agendas. Do you know what makes up effective critical thinking? At its core, critical thinking involves several key components: clarity, accuracy, precision, relevance, depth, breadth, and logic. These elements help evaluate arguments, identify biases, and understand deeper implications. By practicing these components, you develop a well-rounded ability to approach complex situations. This skill set not only applies to resisting manipulation, but also enhances your overall decision-making capabilities. As you hone these critical thinking skills, you become better equipped to dissect manipulative tactics and protect yourself from their influence. How does skepticism play into your everyday decision-making? Skepticism is a healthy part of critical thinking and involves questioning the validity and reliability of information before accepting it as truth. This doesn't mean being cynical or distrustful without reason, but rather maintaining a balanced level of scrutiny towards the information you consume. Stoic philosophy encourages us to test ideas against reason and experience before adopting them. In the context of manipulation, skepticism allows you to pause and consider whether someone's influence is in your best interest before acting on their suggestions. This pause can be crucial in avoiding decisions that might lead to regret or harm. How often do you employ logical reasoning to solve problems or make decisions? Logical reasoning is another pillar of critical thinking and involves connecting ideas in a coherent and rational manner. It helps in distinguishing between sound arguments and those that are fallacious or manipulative. By regularly practicing logical reasoning, you can better analyze the arguments or sales pitches presented to you, seeing past emotional appeals to the logical foundations or lack thereof. This practice is especially useful in meetings, negotiations, or any interactions where persuasive tactics might be used against you. Do you consider the sources of your information critically? Analyzing the credibility and intentions of information sources is vital in preventing manipulation. Understand who benefits from you accepting the information as true and what might their motives be. This analysis can reveal potential biases or underlying agendas that might not be in your best interest. In today's digital age, where information is abundant and not always accurate, being discerning about sources is more important than ever. By evaluating the reliability of information sources, you guard yourself against being swayed by biased or misleading content. How well can you navigate the vast amounts of information available today? Information literacy involves the ability to find, evaluate, and use information effectively. This skill is crucial in a world where data is plentiful and not all of it is trustworthy. By becoming more information literate, you can discern quality information from manipulation or propaganda. Training in information literacy helps you understand how information is produced, distributed, and consumed, enabling you to make informed decisions rather than being manipulated by the flood of available data. How frequently do you analyze the arguments you encounter in media or discussions? A practical exercise to strengthen your critical thinking is to analyze arguments you come across in articles, editorials, or even advertisements. Break down the arguments into their fundamental premises and conclusions, and evaluate the logic connecting them. Identify any logical fallacies or persuasive techniques used to sway opinion. This practice not only sharpens your analytical skills, but also prepares you to interact critically with the information you encounter daily. By enhancing your ability to think critically, question deeply, and reason logically, you build a robust defense against the pervasive influence of manipulative tactics in various spheres of life. As you continue to develop these skills, remember that critical thinking is not just a defensive tool, but a proactive measure that empowers you to live a more informed and autonomous life. Lesson 9. Harnessing the power of rational detachment to shield against manipulation. How often do you find yourself emotionally entangled in decisions or influenced by others' opinions? Rational detachment is a powerful stoic tool that involves separating oneself from personal biases and emotional reactions to make clear-headed decisions. This technique is particularly effective in shielding against manipulation, as it prevents external forces from exploiting your emotional vulnerabilities. By maintaining a level of detachment, you assess situations based on facts and logic, rather than feelings or undue influence. This stoic approach not only helps in personal decision-making, but also enhances your interactions with others, keeping you calm and focused in the face of potential manipulation. Do you prioritize objectivity in your daily interactions? Objectivity is a cornerstone of rational detachment and involves viewing situations without the cloud of personal feelings or prejudices. This unbiased perspective is crucial when confronting manipulative tactics that often play on emotions such as fear, guilt, or flattery. By committing to an objective viewpoint, you can more easily identify when someone is attempting to sway you through emotional manipulation. Stoicism teaches us that by removing our personal stakes from a situation, we can evaluate the merits of arguments or propositions purely on their rational merits. How skilled are you at recognizing emotional manipulation? Understanding the signs of emotional manipulation is essential for applying rational detachment effectively. Manipulators often use emotional cues to provoke a response that serves their agenda. By training yourself to recognize these cues, such as overly dramatic language, guilt-inducing statements, or undue pressure, you can start to detach and analyze the situation rationally. This awareness is your first line of defense, enabling you to stop manipulative tactics in their tracks before they affect your decision-making process. How often do you let rational thought guide your decisions? Strengthening your decision-making process with rational thought is a key benefit of practicing rational detachment. This involves systematically breaking down arguments, assessing the validity of information, and considering the long-term consequences of decisions. When you base your choices on rational analysis rather than emotional impulses, you significantly reduce the risk of being manipulated. This methodical approach to decision-making is in line with Stoic philosophy, which values reason as the highest virtue. How does mindfulness contribute to rational detachment? Practicing mindfulness enhances your ability to maintain rational detachment by helping you stay present and aware. Mindfulness trains you to observe your thoughts and emotions without getting caught up in them, which is essential when facing manipulative behavior. This heightened awareness enables you to recognize not only your emotional triggers, but also the subtler tactics used by others to influence you. By remaining mindful, you can keep a clear head and focus on analyzing the facts at hand. How resilient are you to emotional disturbances? Developing emotional resilience is a natural extension of rational detachment. It involves building up your capacity to handle emotional disruptions without losing your sense of clarity or purpose. This resilience is particularly useful in resisting manipulative attempts that aim to destabilize your emotional equilibrium. The more resilient you are, the less likely you are to be swayed by emotional appeals, ensuring that your decisions are guided by reasoned judgment. How often do you practice scenarios for maintaining rational detachment? A practical exercise to enhance your skills in rational detachment involves analyzing hypothetical scenarios to identify potential manipulative tactics and determine how to respond. Consider situations from your past where you felt manipulated and reimagine how you could have maintained detachment. Write down these scenarios, your emotional responses, and how a rational, detached approach could have changed the outcome. Regular practice of this exercise can prepare you to handle real-life situations more effectively, reinforcing your ability to stay detached and make rational decisions. By fostering objectivity, recognizing emotional manipulation, and strengthening your decision-making with rational thought, you equip yourself with the tools needed to resist undue influence. As you continue to practice rational detachment, remember that it's not about suppressing emotions, but about managing them intelligently to enhance your autonomy and integrity. Lesson 10, embracing continuous personal development to shield against manipulation. How committed are you to your personal growth and learning? Embracing continuous personal development is a strategic way to shield against manipulation. It involves constantly enhancing your knowledge, skills, and emotional intelligence to become more adept at identifying and resisting manipulative tactics. This proactive approach ensures that you stay ahead of manipulators by evolving beyond outdated tactics they might use. As you grow, so does your ability to discern subtleties in communication and behavior that could indicate manipulative intent. The journey of personal development not only fortifies your defenses, but also enriches your life with deeper insights and more meaningful relationships. Do you prioritize learning in your daily life? Education plays a critical role in personal development, particularly in building your defenses against manipulation. By continually acquiring new knowledge, you expand your understanding of the world and different human behaviors, including those that are manipulative. Whether it's formal education, self-study, or experiential learning, each form of learning contributes to a well-rounded perspective. This broader perspective is crucial in recognizing when information is skewed or when you're being subtly coerced. Thus, staying informed and educated is not just about personal enrichment. It's a key strategy in maintaining your autonomy. How often do you practice critical thinking? Strengthening your critical thinking skills is a vital aspect of personal development that helps protect against manipulation. Critical thinkers question assumptions, analyze arguments, and discern hidden agendas in communications. These skills enable you to peel back the layers of sophisticated manipulation tactics that might otherwise go unnoticed. By regularly engaging in activities that challenge your thinking, such as puzzles, strategic games, or scholarly debates, you sharpen your ability to spot inconsistencies and logical fallacies that could lead to manipulation. How well do you manage your emotions and understand those of others? Enhancing your emotional intelligence is crucial in detecting and neutralizing emotional manipulation. This aspect of personal development involves improving your self-awareness, empathy, self-regulation, and social skills. With higher emotional intelligence, you can better recognize emotional manipulation tactics, such as guilt trips or flattery, and respond to them appropriately. This capability not only helps you maintain control over your decisions, but also aids in building healthier, more authentic relationships. How resilient are you to external pressures? Building resilience is a key component of personal development that helps you withstand manipulative pressures without yielding. Resilience allows you to maintain your course even when faced with challenging circumstances or persuasive individuals. Developing this trait involves setting clear goals, maintaining a positive outlook, and practicing stress management techniques. The more resilient you are, the less likely you are to be swayed by manipulation during times of stress or uncertainty. How dependent are you on the approval and opinions of others? Cultivating self-reliance reinforces your ability to stand firm against manipulation. Being self-reliant means trusting your judgments and valuing your own opinions highly, which protects you from doubting yourself when manipulators attempt to undermine your decisions. It involves developing confidence in your abilities and making decisions based on your own assessments rather than relying heavily on outside influences. This independence is essential for anyone looking to shield themselves from manipulation, as it diminishes the manipulator's ability to control. How regularly do you reflect on your personal growth and set new goals? A practical exercise in continuous personal development is regular self-reflection and goal setting. This process helps you identify areas where you are vulnerable to manipulation and set specific goals to strengthen those areas. Whether it's improving your negotiation skills, learning more about psychological tactics, or enhancing your emotional resilience, goal setting keeps you focused on personal growth. Regularly revisiting and updating your goals ensures that your development efforts are aligned with your need to shield against manipulation. By prioritizing education, enhancing critical thinking and emotional intelligence, building resilience, and cultivating self-reliance, you equip yourself with a comprehensive set of skills that safeguard your autonomy. Remember, personal development is a lifelong process that not only protects against manipulation, but also leads to a richer, more fulfilling life.